Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 it's Reverend Jay from the network of ChristianPsychics.com. I welcome everybody to our new time. It looks like it's going to be a great show today. And as an unusual thing, I'm calling from upstate New York. I'm here on vacation and visiting my daughter for her graduation. And I'm having a wonderful time, and I'm being provided a lovely place to stay with my dear friend Laura, and so I give her a shout-out. So I'd like to welcome everybody, and I would like to invite in my co-host and the most sweet and beautiful psychic named Ellen. Ellen, are you there?
Yes, please go on. Tell everybody how wonderful I am.
She's so wonderful. I could just spend hours. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Reverend Jay. I got to say, though, there's something definitely in the air this week. I don't know what was going on, but it was like a Murphy's Law all week. I should have checked to see if Mercury went back retrograde, because it was a wild, wild week.
Wow.
Anybody else feel that way, let us know, because you're not alone.
I actually lucked out, because I'm from North Carolina, so I drove all the way to New York, and it was the best trip ever. So I'm really thank
awesome.
The angels. Yeah, I had the angels come with me, and I've been having really a great time. Just a little bit with phone problems is the only thing, but the internet seems to be working, and hopefully I won't have any phone problems here on the show. And we got a completely full queue, Ellen. So
awesome.
This can be. Yes, this is great. And I just want everybody to know we're on for 2 hours, so it's not like some of those shows where you can't get in and get a reading. So just stay on the line, and we'll get to you eventually. I'm writing down everybody's number in the order that they appear, and so that everybody can get a chance. So are you ready to rock and roll, Ellen?
am totally ready to rock and roll.
Okay, so let's just get started because it's going to be a great night, I can already tell. The first caller that we're going to do is going to be a 201 area code. 201, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Rose from Jersey.
Hi, Rose.
Hey, Rose.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Did you have a question for us?
Well, I was wondering if you could tell me what kind of changes are coming for me.
Okay. We'll start off with Ellen.
The first thing I got was more or less the key change is your higher self-awareness. Because did you just have like a really bad thing happen where you feel like you're a hit in the stomach? It just really...
No.
Because I just felt something like that. I don't know why. It's really weird, but I just think the self-awareness is going to go and possibly a job change.
You see a new job coming?
I see definitely a change, yeah.
Okay.
So that's good. So your finances will get better. But have you... I don't know. Have you been kind of withdrawn lately, like closed up?
I've been worrying about work, and you told me you see a job, but that's a major problem. I'm not working, and it has been bothering me, so.
Yeah, I just felt like, first thing you said was I got this, I don't know, hitting the solar plexus thing, so I thought, you know, it had been like something like worry or something, but the job thing is the second thing I got. That you'll be getting a new job.
Okay, do you know when?
There's something about 2 to 3 weeks, but go ahead, Jay.
Okay, okay. I just wanted to chat in while you checked on the time frame. Rose, I'm getting the same thing. An unexpected opportunity is going to be coming your way, and you just have to have faith. And they say that, you know... they're saying, like, you're going to be so happy to me. They also said that, you know, what kind of, are you looking for a job that is the same as in your dream, that you dream of doing? Are you skilled that way?
No, it's what I've always done. What I've always done, it's my career.
Okay, because they say that, you know, they're saying that your wishes are going to come true. They say, are you in a relationship? Because I'm also getting that there's love's coming into your life.
Wonderful. No, I'm not in a relationship, so.
Okay. They're saying love is coming into your life, and they're saying that your wishes are going to come true. I don't remember what Ellen said as far as time frame. It looks to me like something's coming in for you on the love thing. That it looks like the end of. It looks like more like the beginning of October, and possibly it's like the second or third week into October is what. At first, I looked at the end of September, but it looks farther than that. On the employment thing, on time frame, I'm not getting a clear read. I'm actually getting something similar to Ellen. I think it's actually, I'm getting like 6 weeks.
I'm getting
okay.
2 to 3 weeks.
2 to 3 weeks?
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, so are you applying for jobs now?
Yes, I have been, but
okay.
It's kind of hard right now, so... I'm hoping that something comes in soon.
Yes. I think the opportunity is going to be made available. What I want you to do is to end your fear about gaining employment because the opportunity will come to you when you make yourself available for it. And when you're fearful of it, you're putting up a little block, not believing either that you're worthy or that you have the skill or the ability or whatever it is. It's something that... So don't be in fear, be in happiness that, you know, this opportunity is going to be there And look for that love, because that is happening for you.
This is someone new. Do you see? Do you have a message for me from someone from my past?
Someone new. It looks like it is someone new. So I don't have a message from someone from your past. Are you mean a past life?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. I don't actually. I'm not getting a message from anyone in your past.
Okay.
The love life that I'm talking about, or the person that's coming in, is going to be somebody new.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Hey, thank you both so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
You're welcome. And you have a great day. And you're going to have to let us know, you know, when everything transpires. You'll call in and say, "Hey."
Keep
it,
yeah.
Like
keep my fingers crossed.
Okay. Okay. You have a good night, and we'll talk to you later then.
All right.
Thank you, Russ.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Okay, that was great. I love when we start out with positive. You know, sometimes we get the first call and it's like, "You're not getting the job."
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay. Yeah. So why don't we just go on to the next number, since we're on a roll. The next number is going to be 773. You're on the air. Oops, no, they're not. Didn't work. 773, you're on the air. Who is this and
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
This is Tempest calling from Chicago.
Is it Tiffany?
Tempest.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it's important that we get your name right. And you're from Chicago.
Yes.
Okay, Tempest, did you have a question for us?
Basically, I was just calling in to see what my angels or spirit guides had to say about the relationship between Darnell and I.
Okay.
It's kind of getting into an argument.
Yeah. I didn't get a really good instinctive thing when you first mentioned his name. He doesn't know the word compromise or change. He has this thing going that you're the woman, I'm the man, which is good in some cases, but I don't think he really. You know, respect, but when I mean respect, I mean, like, I don't think he feels like you have anything to offer or say. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Any issue you have, he doesn't really think that you have a good, what do you call it, good instinct for a whatever. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to get it.
Yeah. What's his birth sign?
His birth sign is Virgo.
And yours?
Capricorn.
Hmm. Well, the thing with him is, maybe I'm making this wrong, but Virgo is a mutable earth sign, and he shifts his foundation a lot. You never know where he stands.
Okay.
And that's what I'm thinking. And when I said the lack of respect, I don't think he means to disrespect you or be disrespectful to you. It's just that he's so busy shifting in his own way, he's not really getting a foundation. And I have a feeling that this is going to be the first of, you know, more and more arguments. This is not the first argument you've ever had. Not the first blow-up you've ever had either.
With him, no. Well, actually, this is like the first time like we really got mad at each other. I mean, it's kind of new, so we didn't really have space for that. So maybe you see something else coming up about arguing.
It could be, because I just feel like he's just ever shifting, ever changing. He's like not really stable. And I mean stable, I don't mean he's mentally nuts or anything. I mean, like, foundation-wise, he's just not stable. And I don't think that's going to be good for you. I'm not telling you to go out and dump him, but what I am saying is that you really need to take your time and really look at the issue. Can I ask you what you guys were arguing about?
We were supposed to get up, like, the night before, and it was some stuff that he had to do prior to us, you know, meeting. And he finally let me know that he'll be there soon. I said, okay. And, well, his car is out of commission, so he was riding with his father. So
right.
His father said, he said his father made a stop at his friend's house, and they ended up staying for a while. In the midst of that happening, his phone died. It was just a lot of stuff that was happening, and he couldn't make it. So in my eyes, it seemed like he stood me up. I mean, is there any way you could have contacted me and let me know that you wouldn't have been able to make it? You know, so I was upset.
Yeah.
So I figured even if it was that night, even if it was late at night or early in the morning, I figured he should call me or text me and let me know, like reasonably,
right.
Like let me know what happened. So I ended up calling him from my home phone instead of my cell phone. He ended up calling back the home phone instead of my cell phone. It was like later in the day, which it was no excuse, because why would you call that number back without letting me know when you just stood me up the night before? So I like really went on a rant on my text. I sent him like a really, you know, mean text, and I was so upset. And that's what happened. He ended up telling me like, well, I guess I see how you feel. I'll leave alone.
That's kind of, it sounded to me like almost like a comedy of errors, but there's a right way of doing things and the wrong way. And he's just so not grounded. I don't think he even gave you a thought on that. You know?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Alan. That was
that's
great.
That's typically Virgo.
Tempest, what I'm picking up is that you're going to be in and out of a relationship with him. He's going to be back and forth. He's coming back, so you don't have to worry. It's just what you, Alan said, a comedy of errors. He did make some mistakes, and, you know, I do feel he's a bit of a player, but I think, you know, that you guys are going to be back and forth in relationship on and off. So don't get caught up too much in the error. You both made mistakes, and or, you know, you both had miscommunication. So just chalk it up as that when you finally hook up again, because you are going to hook up again. And don't get caught up in any blame, you know. I mean, of course you're upset because you had every intention of doing something with him, and of course he, you know, he might not have remembered, you know, to call you on the number or had the number because his cell was dead. You know, be ready to hear, you know, and don't judge it. You know, release it, and, you know, everybody has those times. As far as a long-term relationship, I don't see it as something that's going to last a long time. But remember that this is just a psychic reading, and it's for right now. And if you really set your mind to something and he sets his mind to something, these are just what we're telling you is to help you indicate how to move forward in the future, not to live your life by. So if you choose that you want to make this a long-term relationship, you can. It might be a little bit rougher or more rocky than you want, and in that case, you might want to look for somebody else. And remember, when you're in a relationship, it's hard to make yourself available for the right person. So if at any time that you feel that you're not being honored, I ask you to just say, hey, you know, this isn't honoring me. I think it would be better if I step aside and try to find somebody who will honor me in all the ways I am a woman, you know, and meet my needs.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As far as you saying that he was a player, do you feel that it's other women that's surrounding him right now?
Well, he's a good-looking guy, right?
Yeah, he's good-looking. He's good-looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's
always going to be people around him. It's just that how does he react to them?
He's
okay.
A good looker, and he is likes the flirt. Or, you know, that's what I mean. He, you know, everybody does. When people like you, you feel good. So I'm not saying that he's cheating or anything. I just feel like he likes the game. So, and he thinks he's the cat's meow. And so, you know, that's why I feel like, but I do feel like he does have a connection with you at the same time, you know.
I just don't see him grounded enough. I mean, it's funny. It's just like when I think about him, I see, like, you know, he's an earth sign. And I just feel like an earthquake, you know, like it's just not unstable. I mean, not stable as in, you know, anything, but just unstable in what he wants. I mean, and I agree with Jay, it's not going to be a long, long-term relationship. It'll be very on and off, which is probably what I was picking up, you know, my first, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, we hope we helped you, Tempest. And, you know, if you want to call in, again, we're on every Sunday now from 6 to 8, and we'd be glad to do some additional reading. But we're going to move on because we have a full caller queue, and we
thank you.
Okay,
you're welcome.
Yeah, bye-bye. Yeah, it's always interesting. You know, you're getting rocky ground. I get come and go, you know, so it's the same thing. It's just slightly different, you know. It's
he's not a bad guy. I just don't think he's her. You know.
Nope. I think he likes the flirting.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, as I say, everyone, that my husband and I are having our 18th wedding anniversary next week.
Wow. Congratulations. Well, the next caller was a 973, but they're not there, so I don't know where they went, if they dropped or were dropped. So I'm just going to go on to the next caller because we really do have a full caller queue. And
awesome. That
is going to be an 862 area code. So I'm going to 862, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Jane. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hey, another
hey,
Jersey.
Yeah,
I'm from Jersey. What's up?
I'm fine, thank you.
I didn't get your name.
Jane.
I think Jane.
Yes, please.
Okay. I just want to make sure because I like to. I want to make sure I'm giving the reading on the right person. So I'm sorry about that. Did you have a question for us, Jane?
Yeah. Today's kind of hard for me because Father's Day, my father passed away last year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my wedding didn't go through. So, like, the two men in my life are no longer there. So it's kind of hard for me. So love, what do I expect with love? And almost like the first caller, what changes, you know, do I look forward to?
Well, one thing I can tell you is that your dad's constantly hanging with you, and he's always there. He's always by your side. I can see that. Changes, honestly, before we get to changes, I feel like there's a little self-healing you need to do, because right now you're not really projecting the right aura for change. Like, you're very sad, and who wouldn't be? We understand. It's just that right now, because that you need to do some healing and forgiving, you're kind of accidentally blocking yourself off.
I haven't spoken. I haven't spoken to this person in about 2 years, and I've been very positive, like, back in school and work.
Right.
So it's, I'm not holding on to any annoyance. It's just it's been hard. The wedding didn't go through, and right after then, my father passed away. So it's been
the wedding
family.
Didn't go through? Oh, forgive me.
No, right after it didn't go through. And after 2 months, my father passed away. And then death, my family has been really crazy. Like, they're not handling his death. I mean, for me, I'm fine. I'm sending him off, but I miss him. But we had a wonderful time together. But with the rest of the family, you know, the wheel and all that drama, it's a lot going on. Mm. You know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it just hurts. But, like, what matters is him. I don't care about whatever property. Let's just honor him and just,
well,
you know,
I,
yeah.
What I'm getting for you is I actually get you falling in love again, too. So, interesting. One thing that you have to do is you have to, I am getting some self-forgiveness, too. I don't, sometimes we hold on to things, regrets or stuff that tend to surface later that when we start to do self-realization. On that previous wedding catastrophe or whatever happened, I feel like that's not the person who's going to be the person that you're going to marry. I feel like somebody's coming in with a wedding proposal. But and it's, they're actually saying wedding proposal. So, but they're saying that you're out of balance. So are you overworking?
Well, no, I work 9 to 5 and then I go to school. But I took a break this winter, actually from January till now. So I start back in September. So, yeah. So I just work and go to school. Yeah.
Okay. So then is the stress that you're having, is it from your family on the death?
Yeah. And then, like today we couldn't get to talk about him. Like, okay, can we just talk about the good times we had with him? But it's like they can't seem to get past it. And I'm like, they're just forgive him. Let whatever it is go, you know. And then I think about, wow, family. And it's like,
okay,
let's just honor him. I don't have a family and my own immediate family. And I can forgive, but you guys, that's my siblings. I'm like, you guys have it. So why don't you just learn from whatever it is that he must have done and just move on?
What's the
you
thing? Another thing, Jane, a lot of people, we can't, you know, this is saying that you can't change a person or how they behave just the way you perceive them. And each
uh-huh.
person has to find their own path. It sounds to
yeah.
me like you found your path. But your siblings, they can't, you can't, and I can't find it, but you can't push somebody down a path
yeah.
that we think they should be on.
Yeah.
That's why, like Jay and I, when we read, we try to guide and give messages and maybe some signs, and maybe people
uh-huh.
can make their own path. But people don't behave the way we want them to. And I wish
uh-huh.
they would sometimes, honestly. But
yeah.
they just,
yeah,
no,
you know,
but you know,
yeah.
I mean, everyone makes
yeah.
mistakes. Parents make mistakes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, my
yeah.
own dad, you know, he's been gone over, let's see, my son's 17. He's been gone, well, about 16
wow.
years now. And there are some things I remember about him that were hilariously funny and some mm-hmm. things that I'll be ending up on Jerry Springer with. So you have to
yeah.
remember the good and the bad, but let them go through it. And you can say, well, okay, that's negative about that. But what did he do that was funny? Remember we went to so-and-so and such-and-such
yeah.
and blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
And then just do that,
yeah.
and the more you reiterate and acknowledge their feelings, because I think what's
uh-huh.
happening is that you're brushing their feelings off, and that's
uh-huh.
not good either. Now, you don't want to absorb your negativity. I get that. You always
know,
want to stand strong. But.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to make them, you know. I just feel bad about it, but I didn't even go
yeah.
there. I tried to have a conversation about him. And they will not even talk about it, so I left it alone. So it just
yeah, exactly.
hurts,
just
like
yeah, just,
yeah. That's just why I'm feeling this way, because it hurts.
Yeah.
Like okay,
yeah, but that's their that's their path,
mm-hmm.
that's their thought. So maybe you want to discuss your dad with a friend and just say, you know, it's
yeah.
funny. The other day I saw pictures of me and dad, and he was, you know, my dad was notorious for sitting on a bench on the same position. We had
uh-huh.
a collage of him in three different benches in the same position.
Uh-huh.
It was really funny. But that's the kind of thing we laugh about. And
yeah.
if you find something, you want to talk to your friends, say, yeah, I just found the funniest
uh-huh.
picture of dad. You know, if they don't want to talk about it, then don't talk about it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
just let them go on their own path.
Yeah, I thought so, and then I wanted to, yeah, I wanted to send back my engagement ring back to what Peter did today. I thought about it, like, okay, maybe I should send it back to him because
I
we talked about it.
He bought the ring,
actually,
right?
Getting Jane. I'm actually getting that. You should send it back. You should send it back. And the other thing that I'm getting is that it's okay to stand up for what you believe. So even though they may not think that you're getting through to them, they are hearing messages from you that are resonating to the degree that they can accept it now. So always stand in your truth, and even though it might feel like you're beating your head against the wall, because you're not. They are. Some of it's getting through to them, is what I'm hearing. I feel like a relationship, a better relationship, actually a soulmate relationship, is going to be in your life in 6 months, within 6 months. So, you know, look for that opportunity. How long till you graduate from college?
About 2 years.
Okay.
2 years. Okay, well.
Two years. My master's too.
Oh, awesome.
I actually feel like, for some reason, I felt like it was in between school, 6 months, you're going to meet somebody. So maybe it's going to be on break or something like that. So just look for that opportunity. Don't try to judge other people. We all go through grief in different ways. Instead, every time you think that they're doing something that is, you know, not, you know, cohesive, send them love. Say, you know, something, they must really be hurting. You know, I send them love because they are acting ridiculous. You know, it's, you know, or
yeah,
love that.
Right, yeah.
But just know that eventually they might come around, and, you know, so just keep doing what you're doing. I'm not telling you not to, but just kind of understand they're probably not going to want to talk about your dad right now. Unless they bring it up, they say something, just say, yeah, but don't you remember when dad did this? Whatever.
Oh,
just kind of bring a positive.
They don't even want to touch it. Like I said, I miss him. That's all I said today. I miss him, though. And they just changed the conversation, and I left it alone. Didn't say anything further. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's all you can do. But as far as the engagement rings, you can send it back, or if you want to keep it a little longer and send it back later, that's fine too. I mean, it's yours. But.
With that engagement ring, I feel like that by returning it, it will open you up for opportunity of new love. What you don't want to do is you don't want to hold on to a string, and so that you're not open to the opportunity. So that's the only reason why I'm saying you should send it back, just so that you can have a completion, and so that there's no string for anybody to trip over in case, you know, this guy comes in faster. And he might come in faster if you make yourself available. So I hope
Can just reset it and something else. But is the ring really the issue or not? I think that's what Jay's saying.
No, it's not. Yeah. No, it's not. It's not really. You know, I just, because the way we spoke up, I'm just going to be honest. And as much as it hurts, part my fault, part listening to family with a whole lot of drama. And unfortunately, when it fell apart, he didn't even call me to find out how I was doing. So I had to heal on that aspect. And I'm like, okay, God, you know, can you grant me another chance at this? Because I kind of believe it. I know it. But I'm not going to dwell on it. And that's why I wouldn't reach out to him.
Okay. Well, I think you have some decisions to make. And we thank you for calling. And, you know, let us know how it goes. And if you want if anybody wants a private reading, you can reach us at the network of christianpsychics.com. We do private readings. I'm a healer. I do all kinds of healing. Ellen does some healing also. And so you're in good hands if you look us up. And we are available for private readings. So thanks, Jane. And if you want to call in next week, we'd be glad to look at you again in a different perspective. Or in the same perspective, but in a different time. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. Well, let's just go right on to the next caller. Remember how I said, well, one of the callers dropped down lower, even though they've been on longer. So I'm going to take that person that's been on the longest because I wrote a list.
Okay.
That would be caller 617.
Hello.
617.
Hi.
How are
Hi,
you?
Where are you calling from?
This is Annette. I'm calling from Boston. How are you today?
Oh,
or tonight,
Boston.
Or afternoon. Whatever it may be.
Sort of like early evening where I'm at.
Early
in Florida, so.
Oh, okay. Nice.
You don't sound like you're from Boston. Do you pocket card Harvard Yard?
You know, I work very hard not to have a Bostonian accent, but sometimes it gets through. I slip into it.
Uh-oh.
I say ka. There are times when I say ka. Yeah,
that, do you... I feel a mother energy around you that's, I don't know that she's angry or that she's repressive. I'm sorry about, is that true? Are you having problems with your mom?
Yes.
Okay. So,
my mom's
I don't
always
know.
Angry.
Okay.
Yeah, but she's not really angry at you. She's angry at herself because she didn't. Things didn't turn out the way she wanted.
Yeah.
She tries to control everybody and everything around her.
Yes.
And what she doesn't control is herself. And
Amen.
She's pushing it out on you and your others.
Yes.
So you've got to just stand up to her, say, I love you, but hey.
Yes. Oh, my God,
okay.
Yes.
Well, I feel like you need to do some healing with her anyways. I know it's going to be difficult. And the way to do that is there's a cord between you and her. It's a heart cord. And it's a cord where in every time you have a thought of her, you can send love through that cord to her. And you can also ask the archangels to guide her through healing. So, you know, just say, archangels, I send through this cord of love between me and my mother that she can find some inner peace and happiness and that that our relationship can be better. Because I feel that relationship, it came through like a brick for me saying that if you know, I think that's holding you back in some things. And I feel like what I want to say is just be in forgiveness. You know, as parents, and I'm a parent myself with two children, we try our best, but, you know, we are just people, and we have had our experiences to get through, and, you know, and so we don't always do things right, you know, and we're not always right, and so, and that really hurts
children. I totally get that. I totally get that, and I understand that. But for me personally, and I'm going to say it because it's my truth and it's my life. My mother has been, from the time that I can remember, has been an abusive parent to me.
Sorry.
Uh-huh.
And it hasn't stopped.
Mm-hmm.
It just it hasn't.
You know something? Can I just tell you something? What happens is, you know, depending on your parent, and especially when you're in hard situations of abuse, we have these life contracts that we have agreed to. And you have agreed to this life contract with this type of parent because you have determined that you are going to become enlightened in this lifetime. So when you have that reality, what really will move you forward is forgiveness. And as hard as it is to have that difficult relationship. Your forgiveness doesn't free her because she doesn't feel your non-forgiveness. Only you feel it. And only you feel the discord that you feel. She doesn't, you may say it to her, you know, like, you've always been a nasty mother or whatever. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't really, she holds on to her pain, just like you hold on to your pain, and they're different pains. But as soon as you offer forgiveness, you release your pain. It's not that you forget, and it's not that you want to condone a verbal or any type of abuse. Mm-hmm. So, but by offering forgiveness, it frees you, and I think that's, I feel like you are pretty, I'm not sure it's empathic. You have some intuitive ability. I don't know what it.
Yes, I do.
Not getting any. Okay, so I'm glad you know because I was picking up on it, but that will open up for you, and I think that's what your agreement or your life contract was with this difficult parent, and why it came through so forcefully right now because they're saying, you know, it's time for you to end it. So give yourself forgiveness and give her forgiveness and drop all the anger. You don't have to. It doesn't mean that you forget. It just means you let it go. And every time that you bring forward those messages of anger or, you know, and the one thing that you said is, but, when you started to say about your mom, but she has my whole life. I mean, so let's just release that but. And say, you know, I forgive her. You know, I forgive myself. We're just people. I understand
you
that
know,
she is
know,
necessary
I,
for me
I
to be who
that.
I am.
But see, I understand that. But for me to walk around and act as if it never happened.
No, no.
And
I didn't
it's
say
not
that.
Happening, but that it's not happening, what has been happening, you know, in the past and whatever, is that I know my mom, I know that when we, I walked around with a lot of guilt and I carried her anger because I felt that I did something to my mother and I couldn't quite understand what it was that I've done, what I had did to her.
Well, that's the thing. It's not always, like I said, it's not you. Usually, 99.99% of the time, it's the way she was raised.
Right, and I'm coming.
And she can't lash out at her parents. So who's the next most vulnerable?
Yes, but it doesn't make what she does. You can't condone that.
Can't.
That's why
you
children are constantly being abused. We cannot. It's a silent to me. It's a silent.
It's a silent killer.
And it's hidden. Exactly, and it's hidden. Because we're not supposed to talk about it because our mothers are the ones that we hold up on the pedestal and we are to honor and we are
to
respect.
Well, yeah, another honor because you're talking to a person who went through abuse too, physical too. So
I realize that, but what I'm saying is that I have to honor the pain and to see it and say, okay, yes, you're angry, this is what happened. It doesn't mean that I have to hold on to it, but the fact that I never acknowledged it affected my life.
Exactly.
And I walked around with a smile on my face, everything's okay, when it's not okay. It's not okay. It's never okay. I understand that my mother was abused. I understand she went through some horrible things within her life, but I do not have to stand there and be the punching bag for my mother and say, this is my contract, this is what I'm supposed to work through, this is what you're supposed to do. That's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. And I have to acknowledge that and say, this is what happened. Now the healing can take place. If you don't acknowledge it, there is no healing.
Exactly. That's what Jay was saying earlier. You have to take that cord and just, instead of having that dark black cord binding you with the help of the angels and your healing, make it into a golden heavenly love cord. You're not doing this for her. You're doing this for you.
Exactly.
And hopefully it will resonate to the point where she will feel it. And when you say, you know what, you can say what, we do what you want, but it's not going to affect me anymore.
Exactly.
And
just,
that's important.
Absolutely. I agree with that. I think what really I think says to me is when I hear someone actually say it, you are not, this is what it comes to me, you are not to acknowledge that your mother did this. Okay. That's
okay,
what it sounds
Annette,
because when I hear that, that's what it sounds like.
I did not
like
say
me.
That. Okay. Annette, I did not say that you did not.
I know that I you did not say that. I understand that you did not say that. But when I
okay.
hear that, when I hear that, I know you didn't say that. I'm not saying
okay.
that you said that. But
okay.
I have to acknowledge
well,
that.
That's
and
because
say,
you lived
this
it.
This is what happened.
You know?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
I understand. You lived it. So, but sometimes when we own our pain, it prevents us from moving forward. Okay, you've acknowledged it because you've lived it. So you know what you do and do not accept as respect for yourself. These are lessons that have taught you to be who you are and how to honor yourself in a much more forthright way where it
exactly.
is not hurting other people, where it is self love and what I want to see for you is what they were telling me because, like I said, it came through very, very strong and is there has to be some forgiveness. And if you don't want to forgive her, then forgive that you forgive yourself for choosing a contract that was so difficult. The other thing that can happen for you, Annette, that is through a healing, you can have some of those cords cut. Through a healing, you can bring what happens when you're in an abusive situation, you separate your goddess. And so, like with you, I feel that you are a little bit imbalanced with your divine feminine. And you have taken on some masculinity energy of judgment and criticism and there's just some male energy qualities that are coming through very strongly. And what I would rather see for you to do is balance your femininity, work with yourself in compassion, honor your. I never ever. Agree that if you're not being honored to stay in a situation, to even visit it, you know, like my family doesn't honor me, so I don't do a lot of family stuff. Not that, you know, and I have forgiven my family. They just are who they are, and, you know, they're not going to change, and, you know, their contract is what it is, and what I've learned from my contract is that, you know, it's best to honor myself first, just like you said. You need to honor yourself, and that's why you saying, you know, I recognize what has happened. I own it that, you know, she was wrong, and definitely she was wrong. But by releasing that through forgiveness, it frees you instead of keeping you bound up with the point that she was wrong, she was wrong, she was wrong. Release it and forgive that, you know, this was the contract that you chose and not necessarily the person, because there's some self-healing through forgiveness that you have to do in order to move.
I understand that. I understand that and I get that. And I and the thing is that with me, you know, for years, I mean, I was a walking anger. People would not talk
right.
to me. They would not come near me. It was horrible. I mean, it affected
yeah.
everything in my life. And the very thing I did not want to become, I was becoming. And I was responding in the same way. I wasn't talking to people. I'm like, wait a minute. And someone took me inside and said, what is going on? What's happening? And they explained to me. They're like, when you're hurt, you just shut down. You are a blank wall. You are cold. No one can reach you. And I noticed that, and I became aware of that. And I was wounding other people, just, and I didn't even have to say anything.
I get
to say a word.
And not to cut you short, but we do have quite a few callers in the caller queue. What I want you to do, I thank you for calling in, and like
thank
we're
you.
On next week. If you want to go to, you know, get more information for free, I really feel like just look at forgiveness, every aspect that you can look at, you know, and that's where I would start, and I would just work towards that. Any last words, Ellen?
Yes, I do. I want you to, if you would, is please call us back. You call us back on the show. We're here 6 to 8. We'd love to hear from you and see how your follow-up is going and how your new healing techniques are working for you.
Okay.
And in the meantime, Jay and I are naturally going to pray for you and send millions of angels, especially Raphael, the Archangel of Healing, to you.
Okay.
To help you in your into your healing.
Great. Thank you. Many blessings to you both.
Thank you. And you can still listen to our show if you just want to hang out with us for the rest
sure.
of you know, the other hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you,
thank
you,
very
you both.
Much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. God bless.
Too. Jay, I'm going to say something to our listeners. This type of abuse, I've been finding more and more, and it's rampant. A lot of us who've grown up in abusive homes hold on to the guilt and the pain, and unfortunately we have a tendency of passing it on to our children. So I was watching something, and do you know who else grew up in an abusive home?
No.
Patrick Stewart. He actually was at a Comic-Con, and he did a lot of domestic violence programs. And he was saying, this one little girl stood up and said to him how what an inspiration he was because she followed some of his, words about domestic abuse. And he said something really interesting. He said that his dad was part of the Royal Air Force, the RAF, during World War II, and they thought now he must have had that PTSD, that post-traumatic stress disorder, PT. And what he was saying is that he remembers the paramedics saying to his mother, they said to him, Mrs. Stewart, you must have done something to set him off like this. And this is exactly what our last caller was talking about, that other people besides the family are trying to keep victims and survivors of abuse in the same spot because they don't want to hear it. They don't want to deal with it. Silence is the abuser's and the victim's worst thing. And
right.
silence
I
is something
that.
We can't afford.
I truly get that. So thank you for that, Ellen. Let's go on to our next caller. Our next caller is going to be a 240 area code. 240, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from? Hello? Are you there? Hello? This is 240. Okay. I'm going to go on to the next one because I'm not able to hear that.
Hello?
Okay.
Oh, there she is.
Okay. Hello, who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Connie from Maryland.
Hi, Connie. Do you have a question for us?
I just wanted a general reading, anything that Spirit has to say to me right now.
Okay. It's time to take a rest, Connie. Are you overworking? Do you need a vacation?
I need a vacation, yeah.
Okay, that's what they're saying. They're saying you need to be meditating to get some answers. They're saying to me, they're saying protect what you've created. I don't know why they're saying that, but are you in some type of dispute?
No.
Are you at, do you work with some people that you're having a problem with?
I can't say yes or no. I'm in a contract position, but we've already been told that they're letting us go. So I can't really harbor any hard feelings towards anyone there.
Okay. So maybe it's not what I thought it was, but I really feel like you need a bit of a rest. I feel like you do need to have a vacation or, and a vacation doesn't have to be weeks or, you know, a vacation can be a couple of days in silence or in peace and quiet where you can have a harmony and a stillness where you can feel joy. So have you been going out and having any fun?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, that's what a vacation is. It's fun. And so I guess that's what they're telling me to tell you is, gosh darn it, go out and have some fun. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to let you go to Ellen now.
Yeah, that's funny. That's exactly what I got. At first I thought, wait a minute, there's no fun in her life. It's like a vacuum. And this is one of the few times I read exactly what Jay was reading. It's just that you just aren't giving yourself some me time. And a lot of times, and what me time does for us, it kind of recharges our batteries and refocuses our energies. Do you garden?
No.
I just wanted to tell you to don't worry about money. That's what they're saying to me. Don't worry about money.
Wow, because that just popped into my head. You're saying a vacation. I'm like, okay, well, you need money for a vacation. I have these, you know, past due notices, disconnect notices coming up. I can't take a vacation right now.
Well, that doesn't necessarily have to mean go, like, it would be nice if you could get away. But sometimes a vacation could be just doing a favorite hobby or like on a Saturday or Sunday, just locking the door, turning off the phone, and doing something you really want to do. I know we think of vacations as going away for the weekend or something, but sometimes it could be just going to the park and looking over the lake.
Right. Connie, that's kind of what I was getting was to find harmony or peace, not necessarily like, a cruise or something like that. I was getting like a vacation from your stress and letting it go. And the way that you bring money towards you is to focus on your abundance, not on your lack. So release that. And that's why I had to interrupt Ellen and tell you, you know, don't worry about your money. When you worry about it, it creates more of that. So what you want to do is you want to just focus on the good things, you know, and even if it's just your simple things that you own, it's a very, you know, it's called switching, and you switch your thought to positive. And as you live through your heart in love and in positivity, that's what you draw to yourself. So, and they're telling me that you're skilled enough where you really will be okay if you believe in yourself and as long as you don't choose to go into lack. Okay?
So what do you mean skilled enough to be okay?
That you'll be able to have gain other employment. To become gainfully employed again, you know, it's you just have to have faith in yourself. Okay, I think
now,
that you're going to be okay.
When I say July 17th, what does that what are you getting from that?
Marks a new beginning, a new shift and change. Wow, I just came out.
Can you repeat that?
Marks a new beginning, a new shift and change.
Wow, okay. Because I took a nap earlier today, and as soon as I woke up, I saw the number 17. So I'm like, okay, tomorrow's June 17th, so it must be next month. Oh, great.
Yeah, I actually got plans changed. So a change of plans could be a new beginning, or it could be altering plans that you've already made to make a new change. So I think Ellen and I got about the same. So we thank you for calling, and you can give us a call next week if you'd like a private reading. We can be reached at the network of ChristianPsychics.com for private readings. And feel free to let us know how things go, Connie.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Have a nice night. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That was nice. Let's go on to our next caller. Our next caller is going to be 843. 843,
Hi.
Yeah,
Hi. How are y'all?
Good.
We're good.
Where are you calling from?
This is Kimberly, and I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Oh, hey, girl. How are you?
I'm great. How are y'all again?
We are good. What can we do for you tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted a general reading. I'm in transition. I'm moving to Georgia. And just want a general reading.
Didn't we, let's see, Georgia. I'm concentrating over here. Give me a second. Georgia.
I remember that it's going to be good for you, Kimberly, from last week. Have you actually had set the move date?
No, I haven't. I've been back and forth on where, you know, to go there and just look around or just stay here and wait till I get a call from a prospective employer. So I'm back and forth on that right now.
I think I told you before, and I still am feeling it, that you should go ahead and move forward. I think you said that you had a possibility to stay with some friends to check out employment while you're there. I think waiting is putting you in a position where you can't move forward. You have to seek out the employment that's available for you. I feel... I'm getting that it's good for you, that this is going to be a positive thing, and they're telling me that you should be smiling because you're now doing what? You're just sitting there? Are you just
No, I'm talking to people in Georgia. I'm not sitting here. I mean, I've been networking over the computer and talking on the phone.
Okay. No, but
so
I mean,
Okay.
Are you doing anything? Are you employed now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I'm not saying that you're not doing anything as far as looking for employment. I feel like you're sitting or stagnant where, I don't know, I feel like you're not getting out of the house and not... I think you're going to do better by actually doing on-the-job search, you know, and being at the location that you want because your energy is going to shift. I feel like your energy is settled right there and that you can't move forward because you're staying. Okay?
Right. I think what Jay's saying, if you really want to move to Georgia, at least go there for a weekend or a week or something. You can still do the same thing from Georgia that you're doing from South Carolina.
Okay.
But you'll be in the area. So if they say, yeah, we're interested or blah, 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 you can say, okay, let me be right over. Or you hear something somewhere you can put a resume and you can just go right over.
Okay.
You can do the same thing.
I feel, Kimberly, that by you being there, there's an opportunity that's going to be there. So why I feel like, and I think I told you that last time, but You know, of course we wish you the best of luck, and I hope this was helpful for you.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. You have a good night.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
So let's go on to the next caller who's been holding for 58 minutes.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
Yeah. Okay, the next caller is going to be, oops, I jumped up, 207. 207,
Hello.
Hi, where are you calling from?
This is Dee in Maine. You asked me to call back.
Yes,
oh.
How are you? What's going on?
Oh, it's been interesting. I've been trying to go with the flow. Uh-huh. But money got really tight because last week when my friend went grocery shopping, and she goes for me, I had given her a gift card to use because I wasn't going to have enough funds to do it, you know, outside of the food stamps. So I gave it to her, and apparently they told her at the grocery store, oh, no, there's not enough money. So she covered everything. So I gave her the card again today to use for a few things. And they turned around and said there was no money. I went and checked online, and lo and behold, the store had charged, had taken the $25 out of me anyway.
Oh,
that just made,
that's
that just made my entire that made my entire day. I blew a gasket.
Oh my gosh!
Because things had been looking up a little bit because
right.
I got some money back that I was supposed to get back from somewhere and deposited a couple of smaller checks, so I was able to pay her back what I owed her.
Right.
But still, it's stretching it because the money isn't coming in. And if they're one of those, oh, at least I got Eamon to wink back at me, that was nice. That's as far as he's gotten. I sent him a nice picture. It was a picture comment. And I just put it at the top of something, I'm looking forward to hearing from you. And, you know, I think I sent him some kisses. But I don't know what's going on. Life is just kind of what it is, and it's irritating. And I've been doing a lot of cathartic crying.
Oh dear.
No, I needed to get
right,
stuff out.
I really feel like that was good for you too. You know, Ellen said that last week was strange for her. I didn't have that experience, but it could be strange for you could have been experiencing something similar to Ellen. What we told you last time, do you feel that we were right on?
You had a lot of things that said that, yes, I agreed with you, and I remember I agreed with you more than I did with her about Eamon.
Okay.
And last night, just because I just tuned into somebody, Shauna decided to call in, she was having a guest who was doing past life readings. She did past life stuff, and I thought, well, what the hey? So she was saying something about, because I was wondering, because I've always wondered if in 1640, in that particular lifetime, if Eamon and I were connected, if he was my husband or what. And she had this idea that I don't agree with, that in every lifetime that we've been together, we've just been there as, you know, we're like best friends and we just help each other along. I don't know. I mean, we haven't had that kind of connection in this lifetime.
Well,
you know, it's just the thing she said just did not strike me right.
Yeah, well, the thing is that just because people are together in one lifetime does not mean they're going to be together the next one.
Right,
you know,
and the lifetime, she's, you know, we may make it
in
this lifetime,
been,
yeah.
Right, you might do it anyway, but right now it could be that, you know, your time has passed, too. But I just feel with him still Waverly, he might be a catharsis. Somebody who starts a chain reaction that helps you along the path. You know what I mean? Because sometimes people come in their lives, not forever, but just enough to jumpstart somebody or something, and then they move on.
I don't know.
I
don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
Go ahead, Jay.
I'm getting that you're missing something right in front of you, that there's an opportunity available. Because of your discontentment or boredom, I can't really tell if it's discontentment or boredom. It's one of both.
Probably discontentment, although I bore easily.
Okay. Okay. I feel like there's you need to open your eyes about something that's going on around you. I can't really place what it is, and that is going to help you to spread your wings. Because I feel like I feel like you're a little bird, but your wings are right into the side of yourself. And so, but they're saying that you can fly, that if you open your eyes, so something's right there. I can't figure out what that is. So,
I've been getting messages from birds lately.
Oh, well, that might be why I keep seeing the little
birds. That's been interesting because I don't know how long ago it was, but it hasn't been that long, when there was a little chickadee around, the black cap, which is, of course, our state bird, but he kept coming up at a couple of the windows. And it would sometimes it would sit on the this thing that juts out that I a metal thing that where I would hang a bird feeder from. I went into the kitchen, the bird was there with me, came back into the living room, again the bird was here. And then a cardinal a couple of times that comes right out the window, and I have seen a hummingbird, and I don't have a hummingbird feeder, and there's no flowers where the bird was.
Yeah.
And it was just really, you know, staying, you know, and they, the hummingbirds flip, so.
Okay, so I want to
and
say
I saw
loons
in a dream.
I want to say that I feel like it's symbolic of a time to move forward. So, because I feel like what, not only did I see the little bird, but and I saw its wings tucked in, but I did see it open its wings. So, to me, what it says is that, there's something, some kind of opportunity that's right around you. I want you to, instead of being discontent or bored, to, I guess, I don't know why they're telling me for you to go to the library, but possibly be visiting the library.
Oh, that would be impossible.
You know what's funny, though? When you're talking about birds, I heard this voice saying she's getting her own little tweets. Get it?
And I don't even like Twitter.
I don't either. I don't even know how to tweet or Twitter, but it sounds to me, because, you know, our animal friends are often angels and messengers in disguise.
Exactly.
You know, and if you want to look up, maybe there's some sort of symbolism. I'm sure there's some kind of bird symbolism for the bird you've seen.
I have to really go over them because I have this wonderful book called Animals Speak. The Spiritual and Magical Power of Creatures, Great and Small, by Ted Andrews. And I also have the medicine cards, which has something about hummingbird. And it talks about joy and all that sort of stuff.
You're getting your own heavenly tweets.
Yep.
Literally.
I hope this helped you, Dee, because we have a full caller queue. I'm going to go ahead and move on. Feel free to call in. This is our new time, 6 to 8, every Sunday. And thank you for calling in and confirming some of what we said was accurate. And let us know if you need anything next week.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, yep, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
It's always
nice to
hear
from you. You know what's funny about talking about animals? Two of my cats are on the bed with me. And every time I say something, I think they stare at me. And if they agree with me, they purr at me. That's kind of funny.
Let's go on to the next caller who's been... We still have quite a few people in the caller queue, so I want to get to everybody. What I want to tell everybody is that we're available for private readings at the Network of Christian Psychics. .com. Both Ellen and I are healers. Ellen does a lot of astrology stuff. So please feel free to call in and get a private reading. Our next caller is going to be 443.
Hello.
443. Hey. Hi, who's this and where are you calling from?
My name is Anne-Marie from Maryland.
Hey, Anne-Marie, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Do you have a question for us, Anna Marie?
It's more of a two-part question. I wanted to know what you see in my future regarding career and my love life.
Okay, you're going to take that, Ellen, or do you want me to go?
Yeah, go. I'm still trying to focus.
Okay, let's see what we have. I actually feel like you're procrastinating, that you're not really looking for a relationship. You want one, but you're not out there. Is that true?
No, I'm currently in one. I was wondering if you see us progressing to moving in together or something of that nature.
Oh, okay. I guess that's... I asked if you're going to get a new relationship, so... and it said that you're procrastinating. So in your relationship, could you ask your question again so I can get clarity on what you're asking?
I was wondering what you can see in my future with my career currently as a requirement analyst, as well as my relationship with a man named Ward.
Okay. Good start.
I feel your current relationship is like a stopover. It's going to be, I think it's kind of short term. But I don't know how much work is willing to go into it. That's what I'm wondering.
Did you repeat his first name?
Gerard.
I feel it's short term. I really do. There's nothing really wrong with him or wrong with you. It's just that I don't know how well you two mesh.
Okay.
For a long term. That's what I'm getting with that.
I'm getting a little bit different than Ellen. I feel like this is a possibility for a long-term relationship. I feel like it's not been committed in concrete yet, and that might be why she's getting that. I feel like that you have some stumbling blocks that you have not faced yet in your relationship, and they will be the deciding factor. I feel like that you're wanting to commit, but you're not even really sure yourself. So there's some stumbling blocks, but if you get over those stumbling blocks, and if you work through communication, and if you, there's some non-authenticity going on. So I don't know exactly what that is, but that's exactly what they said. So I said it exactly like they said. There's some non-authenticity.
Well,
so
when he means that, he means more like, more like genuineness. That I'm not sure how committed he is to the relationship, and maybe that's what Jay's picking up.
Well, they said it specifically like that. So are you communicating from your heart your desires? Are you being honored and vocalizing? I feel like it's a block in the throat chakra. I feel like that it's about communication. I feel like you're – I don't know who it is. Let me try to figure out who it is. What it is, though, is it's not verbalizing truth. And, you know, like if something makes you angry, you're holding it in, therefore you're getting this bottled feeling. So,
you hit it on the head. I've been doing that lately.
Okay. I'm glad it finally came out because, you know, they were so clearly saying it to me and I'm, you know, and they specifically said, and that's really about being authentic, you know, to really not pretend. You know, you don't want to pretend. This is a relationship you want to work. So when you pretend things are okay, you're creating a secondary illusion because,
right.
you know, it just makes it so complicated that you can't get through the reality to the reality.
Exactly.
So I think if you start being authentic, it is going to change things for you. And then maybe that's the one hurdle. There's going to be a second one, but I see it farther down the road.
I think the second hurdle is that I really don't think you guys really mesh as well as you think you do. But I just, and there's nothing wrong with him. There's nothing wrong with you. Just some people just really can't do that communication and vocalize, like Jay was saying, what they want, what they don't want. And that's really important in a relationship. You don't have to be absolutely, you're never going to be that two shall be is one thing, but you have to connect on certain issues, which is something you're not doing. If you find something important, does he feel the same way you do?
Yeah, we both love each other and everything like that. The main issue that we're having is that he's currently in the middle of a situation that he's trying to get out of, and I vocaled my opinion on that, and it seems like it's still kind of getting in the way, and I'm thinking that's what you're seeing.
That would be my guess, too, but I think it's the middle of the situation. He's been trying to get out of that situation for quite some time. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it seems like this is not like a new thing for him.
No,
well,
this is dealing with a legal situation.
This is a what?
Legal situation.
Well, I do feel like there's an imbalance. I think it's important that you be authentic in your communication, and that will shift things a little bit for you guys. And I don't want to keep going over it over and over again, only because I really feel like the message has already been said. Unless you have something else that you want to add, Ellen,
I think I pretty much said it all. I think we pretty much...
Okay. I'm sorry that, you know, we'd love to say, you know, actually we would love to say, you know, oh, it's great and it's Christmas. But,
I understand what relationships are. They are rocky roads and you can battle with things. I was just asking for a perspective.
Yeah.
I think if you be honest in your communication that and not pretend or he not pretend... you will do so much better and let go of some of the fear, you know, because you have each other. No matter what the outcome is, if you can rely on each other authentically, then it doesn't matter what the outcome is. It doesn't matter anything because you can survive anything if you're truly, you know, committed in that to that degree.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, my other question that I had is kind of close inside each other. It's dealing with my career. I'm currently a government contractor, and my contract ends in September, actually mid-September, and I was wondering, do you see me staying with the company that I'm with, or do you see me moving closer to home and working on another contract?
I saw you moving.
I'm getting you're moving, too. You're going someplace else.
Okay.
So I actually got that same thing. So I hope we helped, and feel free to call in next week. And, you know, believe it or not, readings are just for right now. This is what we're seeing right now for you. Things can shift. There's a big energy shift that's happening in August where we're going to be manifesting at a different rate. So get your dreams and desires in order, and your manifestations will be greater and occurring at a faster rate. So Please call back and let us know how things go, okay, Anna Marie?
All right, thank you.
Okay, you have a good night.
Thank you.
And for anybody that's listening, if you'd like a private reading, we'd be glad to do that for you. We're available at the network of ChristianPsychics.com. And we do private readings on a regular basis. We do healings. We can take you to the Akashic Records. We can do all kinds of stuff. So please feel free to call us if you're interested in that. Our next caller is going to be a 402 number. 402, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sharon. Let me take you off speaker. Okay, thank you for taking my call. I'm from Omaha.
Uh-huh.
Hello? Yeah, I'm from Omaha. Okay, thank you so much. I was very happy to see, you know, that you have your show, you know, the Christian Psychics. I really appreciate that. I've got a couple of serious issues that I need some answers from heaven. One, I'd like to know, I saw a spirit today.
Okay.
Outside my window, walking
All right.
in the yard.
Okay.
And I went outside immediately, you know. I mean, it looked like a real person, of course. And
right. Mm-hmm.
Of course, it was out of my peripheral, but it was not. It was longer, so I really thought there was someone there.
Right.
And I went outside right away, and there was no one. I could not discern or figure out who it was. They had white on. That's all I know. And then I
they
asked my mother.
What? Whoa, whoa, Sharon, calm down. They had what?
White. They were
white
wearing
on.
White.
Okay.
Okay.
More than one or just
Maybe
one?
Just one. A dark hair.
Female.
It was
all
male.
Right.
No, it was
male.
Yeah. And anyway, earlier I asked, so when I came in, you know, I told my mom who lives with me, and she said she saw him earlier. But my mother
uh-huh.
is very gifted, always has been.
Uh-huh.
And more so lately in her, she's been sick. We've both been sick. That's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's seeing stuff all the time, you know,
okay.
a lot, good and bad. And that was my other issue about, you know, some things have happened in my house. My new granddaughter came to visit, and twice I had her in my son's room, and she got hysterically scared. I had to
okay.
take her out of the room, and she's just a baby.
Okay.
So, and I could see, you know, her little head is turning back and forth, and, you know, I you can tell when she's talking to the angels or people, because she laughs and stuff, but she got scared. I mean, really scared.
Right.
And, you know, right before that, I was sleeping in there. I was awake, but I heard the door knock. And I was
okay.
thinking it was my grandson. It was a knock I didn't recognize, you know, someone knocking at the door. But definitely, you know, didn't think it was anything but a person, a real person.
Right.
And I said, come in, you know, like that. And the door opened wide, and I was waiting, thinking my little grandson's going to come in because I couldn't see anybody. I figured they were short behind the dresser, but no one ever was there. So I wondered if I let something bad in there.
No, it's not bad. It's not like bad as in...
Well, my granddaughter got really scared. I mean,
scared.
She's never scared of the angels.
Right, but it could have been just something that wasn't... Because sometimes things aren't exactly human, but they're not exactly evil either. It was something very different.
It scared me because I obviously let some spirit in the room, you know, because I said come in.
Yeah, they're already. See, you and your mom are untapped batteries. You attract everything.
Okay.
So, have you cleansed the house? Have you used the sage and white light to clean your house?
You know, I have, and I even my priest came in and said a mass.
Okay.
To try to help with things. This is a while back. I recently thought I need to go through again with sage.
Definitely.
But,
and have you done the St. Michael's Prayer, the short version?
I do it all the time because for a while there, during that same time period, I was having some terrible nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that I was being killed. And
okay.
My mom keeps repeating, you know, she's, you know, thinking it's real, you know, like not spiritual. And I tried to tell her, you know, Mom, that's spiritual. You know, sometimes I hear things, you know, when I hear something, it's outside my head. It's not in my head.
Right.
And unless I check things out, I wouldn't be able to tell it was spiritual, you know, with things I see or things I hear.
I would definitely say, and there's also a thing that Jay always recommends, the Diamond Dome, which is, Jay will explain that to you, but also there's white light and the sage, and there are other prayers that you can do to assist.
Mm-hmm. I feel really bad now. A couple of weeks ago or about a week ago, I'm telling you guys, I was so depressed. I've never been in such a depression. You know, understandably, my daughter left, but and I'm always sad. It takes me a few days, you know. But this was an oppression almost. This was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't get out of it.
I need to ask your name again.
I'm sorry, Sharon?
Okay, Sharon. This is what I'm getting for you. I want you to, very similar to what Ellen suggested, I think you should surround yourself in the Diamond Dome of Protection. All you do is you call in Archangel Michael. You just say, Archangel Michael, I ask you to come forward and surround me in a Diamond Dome of Protection above and below and all around.
Okay.
That's simple. And I want you to do all that right. As you wake up in the morning. I feel like that you actually need a clearing. Unfortunately, I hate to tell people that, but because of the cycle that you are having, I believe that you're in a level two, you need a level two clearing because you're having depression, you're having energy activity, and the other thing is if you can't afford a clearing right away, what I would do is actually, we could. I can do it with you now. I'll do it silently if you give me permission, and I'll put some Arcturian guards in your house until you can afford a clearing. Because I feel like the Arcturians are an entity helper. They help with dark energy, and you know, they won't chase away the light and. And I think it would be beneficial because I kind of feel like there's a portal. So, but a portal closing is, you know, it can be done in a clearing. So,
do you have an attic?
I'm sorry?
Do you have an attic?
No. Well, just a little crawl space, though. But. There's always flooding, you know. There's broken pipes under my house, and water comes up through underneath. Always had a lot of water problems.
I don't know. I think the one place you want to start is in the crawl space. Get
okay.
some sage up there. That's probably what you guys have missed, because sometimes what entities have a tendency of doing is it'll leave one place. But then it'll settle in somewhere you can't reach.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening. Same thing happened to me. I was cleaning the house. I didn't want to go in my son's room because he was sleeping.
Right.
And next thing I know, our dog was staring into his room barking. So I'm like,
right.
So
well,
I think
you can't,
that would
you
help.
Just can't believe the clutter. I mean, the chaos in my life and my house is just, it's almost like obvious. That
right.
Satan's messing with
that's
me.
That's why I'm saying, Sharon, that you need the clearing. I think that you have a lot that can be released.
Do you know who it was that was walking outside?
Let me look. Yeah, Jay, keep going. I'm gonna concentrate on that while you're talking to Sharon.
Yeah, I also feel instead of, I'm not getting that it's in the crawl space. I feel like I'm getting that it's in the left-hand side of your house when you walk in. It's the very left. Is that your mother's room?
When you walk, my mother's living in the living room, so she has pretty much the downstairs.
Okay. Okay. Is there a room on the first floor as you walk in, the very, very left room, as far left as you can go?
Yeah, it's kind of all open. In the very left far corner is a tall statue of Mary that was from the old cathedral in St. Louis.
Okay.
And
that's...
was there.
Oh.
So
and it was given to us by our priest.
Right.
Okay. I guess that's where the energy that I'm feeling from was there. Lots of times, if it's old, it's possible that it carries the energy. I don't feel like Ellen said, I don't feel like it's, I don't feel that's where, it's behind that statue, I think.
No, I still think it's in the crawl space, because that's somehow,
something.
I keep on seeing a vision of it above the house, and portals will open where we can't always reach them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the energy you're feeling is from the statue Mary, which is a positive energy, of course. But
right.
What's happening is these spirits, or whatever you want to call them, who are definitely less than positive, they have a way of hiding.
Yeah.
They have a way of going through dimensions, and they hide. And that's what I think is happening here. That's my opinion on that. But if you're going to stage and you keep...
Move that statue out of the corner there. Move it to the other side of the room, or move it away. And then watch for activity there.
Right.
Okay, because I feel like, you know, there's possible that there's more than one portal open, and, you know, Ellen might be picking up something, you know, that's, I'm sure she's...
Let me tell you, when you walk in my house after the entryway, you kind of have one big room, all right? Now,
right.
To the far left, on the left, I have a fireplace on the left side.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And to the left of that is this big bay window where I saw the spirit. And at other times in that spot inside the house, I've seen a big light show up in a photo.
Okay.
And I've seen things in that area. And so I'm wondering if that's the left corner you're talking about.
It's on the left. I don't see your whole house. It's on the very left and on the first floor. So... It makes sense exactly what you're saying, because those are all indications of where the portal are. You're seeing this stuff.
Yeah, actually, we've hit, yes, you're, I think that's, yeah, I know that's, the pipes run underneath there, and I've always had flooding as well, and, you know, we're always hearing things crash and stuff in that little dining room area.
Yeah, you need to maybe, if you move the Mary into into the center of the room, I think that what we'll do is try to get some of her positive energy through there.
Okay.
And there's
right.
something you can repeat that I've used for some of my other clients with the same issue. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The word of God is now my sword. I repeat, the word of God is now my sword. And and you can just repeat. That's very simple. And you can just, you know, you can open a prayer and say, you know, this house is blessed by the Virgin Mary. This is blessed by the love of Jesus. This is blessed by the love of our angels and our Savior. The word of God is now my sword. And just go through and do that with the sage, and that will definitely help.
May I ask,
of course.
You know, I've had this trouble, been here almost 30 years, and right in that area, you might be picking this up too, you said up in the crawl space, right in that area, the ceiling, I've got a big hole there because of problems, and I haven't been able to close it. because of, you know, my ceiling sinking. But I have had to have the priest come in a couple of times through the years to say a mass because things have gotten so bad. But how is this keep opening?
I think, you know, because you and your mom are very powerful and you're not, how do I put this? Can I just be blunt? Trained? So what you can do is, like, there's cleansings that Jay can help you with. There's stuff I can help you with. But what's really important is you need to focus that energy, that bright energy, that only entities, if you would, that are allowed anywhere near you or your mom or your property are higher loving, concerned beings, period.
Right.
Everything else is not welcome.
I was given a prayer by my priest. He looked it up for me, and, you know, he said, the first thing I have to do is I have to ask God if it's okay, if I bind, you know, I have to ask permission to do that. And then
permission
when I do,
what? I'm sorry,
from God, God to bind a spirit, it's okay.
Well, if you want, but the thing is with that is that God has directed you to us. God has directed you to your priest.
No, right. And he said, and we wrote the prayer, but we added, you know, only spirits not of the Holy Spirit.
Exactly.
Would that be correct? Yes.
Yes, that would be correct.
It's fine to do the prayers and everything, but if it's a portal, it has to be closed.
Yes.
So whether the priests come in and bless the house or not, if the portal's not closed, opening the entrance is still there and they're still going to be coming through, and the fear that you're having is creating more, so you just need to let it go. And unfortunately, we're coming down towards the end of the show and we still have quite a few callers. If you want to call in next week or if you want a private reading, you can reach us at thenetworkofchristianpsychics.com. we do house clearing and stuff like that, through distance healing, and there are some methods that work a lot better than a priest saying a prayer or doing a mass. And that's not that I'm negating the power of religion.
Oh, no, he didn't know how, you know. I mean, he had to look it up and call people, you know.
Well,
the
church doesn't really like that type of thing. It truly doesn't. And
well, there's
a lot of religions
certain...
don't.
Okay.
I was going to say there's certain divisions of it, but, you know, not all the priests are trained in that, and they don't know how to do that.
Right.
Well, anyways.
But Jay, I can help you, so if you need anything, just give us a call.
If I can email, can I email you guys? Because the fact that you are Christian, you know, I have to have that.
Yeah, it's the networkofchristianpsychics.com. You can go to our website, and you can contact us through that. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Did
anybody
Karen.
Know who it was walking outside?
That's
I didn't
random.
Get a name. Yeah, I didn't feel like it was. I don't feel it's anyone you know. I feel it was a random. Random.
With being Father's Day, I wondered if my son, my son has passed on, and I didn't know. Okay. I know you're busy. Is there any message from him?
Just that he's happy, safe, and he loves you.
I'm getting that this very similar. He touches your left-hand shoulder. He says that he loves you, Mom. I'm there. Feel your left-hand shoulder. He's there. He touches your shoulder, and he says, you know it.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you to everybody who took the, you know, letting me talk. Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Right. Okay, well, we got about 15 minutes left, so we're going to have to do these a little bit shorter. The next caller we're going to take is 770, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Where
my name is Maddie. I'm calling from Hot Atlanta, Georgia.
Ah, Atlanta.
Hi, Maddie. How can we help you?
I'm owed a large sum of money, and the last update I received sounds good, and I just want to know, do you see it coming through anytime soon?
Well, Okay. Maddie is owed a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. I see it coming through, but I think it's going to be in, like, payments. I don't think it's going to be all at once.
Okay.
It might be broken up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
I'm getting that you're still 4 or 5 months out.
4 or 5 months out? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about that, like, almost like the ending of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like November?
I got...
Early December.
Yeah, I got closer to 5 months. Let me just put it that way.
Okay.
I'm getting closer to 5 months. So, you know, the thing is this. Instead of focusing on the exact date, what I want you to do is just know and allow it to come as it's supposed to, and know that by being open to that opportunity and manifesting it, that it should come to you sooner.
I love
okay?
it. I want to get that.
And you will have to let us know.
You're welcome,
you'll
Maddie.
I will let you know, definitely.
Yes, please
do. You
guys
are on every Sunday?
Every Sunday, 6
yep.
p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
I remember that. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yes, you have a good day. Okay.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye. I'm glad that went a little bit short. Okay, so let's go on to our next caller. Actually, after I said that, a bunch of people dropped. So,
dude.
Yeah, I didn't want to chase people away. I just wanted to try to get to everybody. So, but some people might have had longer questions. So let's go on to the next caller. The next caller is 919. You're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Rebecca, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Okay. Hey, you're at your home state, Jay?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. So
I have a question.
Sure.
I have a question about work and, I guess, finances. You know, I guess they're related. But I was laid off in February, and a job was offered to me. And I'm in it, but I'm still looking for work because it's just not a good fit for me. And
uh-huh.
I'm just, you know, I'm having other options, you know, offered to me, and I'm looking, but I'm just not sure, you know, which direction to go and if there's any messages about that.
I feel like you're coming into a new job. Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a choice right now between two jobs?
No, not yet.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, I've had people come to me and talk about some options.
Okay. Have you applied for two jobs?
I've actually had people approach me and saying that they'll interested in me at the end of the summer, and I have applied to other jobs as well.
Okay,
it sounds like you've got everything in motion, though. I mean, I can feel things going
proactive.
In motion.
Yeah.
And it's good that you found something to do while you're waiting for something that's a better fit for you, because a lot of people don't do that, so that's great.
I'm just worried, I guess, I'm in the legal field, and what I do just doesn't pay well.
Legal
assistant? I'm a paralegal.
Legal, yeah.
So I just worry about that because I am, you know, a single mother and just, I'm really, money is, you know, that's a big issue.
Right. Okay. So I'm getting that you're doing it, going to be moving into a new job. I feel like it's not actually going to be in the summer. I feel it's going to be more at the beginning of September. And I feel like you need to let go of some of your fear about money. I feel like you need to rest, and I feel like you need to I don't feel like you meditate. Do you meditate?
I have slacked off a bit because I'm just in I guess okay. I need it most right now, but I'm just in a tizzy, like, I can't.
Right. I feel like they said that you weren't meditating, and so, and I always, you know, sometimes I just don't say it. They say it to me, and I just don't say it right out, but they said that you weren't meditating, and that is important for you. You only have to do like 10 minutes a day, you know. The other thing that I want you to do is I want you to, I really feel like in August, for some reason, you need to make a list of what you really need. And I feel like, I mean, financially, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, I want you to make, I don't want you to do it now because I feel like right now you're not in the right place. So I want you to wait. And I know that's hard to hear because we always want everything right away, but I want you to wait, and I want you to do like a manifestation list the very first day of August. And I want you to start checking it off, and I feel like 8 months into next year, everything on that list will be in your possession.
Okay.
How about
that? I mean,
that
when you were talking about making the list and in August, I mean, I got chills. So, I mean, that definitely...
Okay. Yeah, I actually feel like you're going to be really happy. Like it looks like almost the same time next year. But it's not August yet. I don't know. I'm still 2 months ahead of myself. But, yeah, like the same time next year, like August next year, you're going to have that list filled of, you know, I feel like you're going to be in a much better place. I feel like you're... emotional state is going to be completely calm. I feel like your family life is going to be much happier. I feel like I just feel a lot of relief in all the areas, and it all starts with that simple 10 minutes a day of, and I want you to be loving yourself in your meditation. You know, a lot of people seek silence in their meditation. I want you to be like, I am worthy. God loves me. I am beautiful. Then, you know, do as much as those positive affirmations about how, you know, because you're God's child and you have aspects of God in you. And so it's really going to shift you, and you're really actually close. It's just, I feel like you said, you've let go some and have bought into some of this craziness. So, just head back because you were on the right track, and I think you've taken a little sidestep, and you'll be right back to where you want to be. And that list will make a big difference in August. And then now I'll let Ellen talk. I'm sorry I talked so long.
No, I totally agree with everything you said, Jay. I could just feel it.
Okay. It's kind of, I'm getting like really good, I see really happy family life first.
Good.
And yeah, it's about grounding and about meditation for you.
With the job coming in, do you see it being in a law firm or more in a corporation or something different? Because I am applying to a variety of situations.
I'm thinking, it's weird. I kept on hearing courtroom. I don't know. I mean,
I don't know.
Records or something, like clerk records or.
I just keep getting that happy family life thing, and I'm trying to get beyond it.
Well, I wouldn't be, and I mean, things are great, but I think one thing I'm always, you know, I'd definitely like to be partnered up with someone, so I wouldn't be surprised if that's coming up and, you know, them telling me that things will be different in that aspect.
Relationships. Oh, well, maybe that's really funny about the relationship, because I said relationship and they said August.
Yeah. Lots to go on.
Something about August, right?
You know, they actually just said August right away, so that's weird.
Well, I guess, you know, I just need to, you know, get it back on my meditation and you know, be positive and love myself and things will come in.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And remember, I think the list also is the same thing, you know, the starting of that list is, I don't want you to do it now. You can start thinking about things that you want to put on the list, you know, but...
Well, and I think that's why I would have to wait, too, because I don't even exactly know what I would put. You know, I'm not sure what
okay.
I want in some things.
Okay. That makes total sense. So, yeah, just hold on to that and start thinking, you know, and... Really, really, go ahead and do that 10 minutes. Just 10 minutes, and you'll be amazed at how that's going to help you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Is there any last comments, Ellen?
Nope. But
that's
okay. A powerful surge for August. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
thank you
yeah.
so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Yes. You have a nice night. Well,
you too. Bye now.
Yep, bye-bye. Well, Ellen, we're down to the last minutes of the show. It was a fast night. It went really fast
for
me.
Right?
We had a lot of callers, and I was really happy with that. The queue was full the whole time. Next time, I'm not going to announce that we're coming to the end of the show because, like, four people dropped off as soon as I said that. And...
Well, hopefully they'll call us back next week and we'll buzz through everybody and get everybody taken care of.
Actually, we would have got to them. They just would have been a little bit shorter at the end.
Yeah.
Just and for everybody who's listening, we thank you for coming. We thank you for being in the chat room. And we definitely thank you for, you know, letting us bring information to you. And remember that we're available for free psychic readings, healings, and cleansing at thenetworkofchristianpsychics.com. So, Ellen, I bid you a good night and
same
enjoy
here.
Your week.
All
okay?
righty, and I will talk to you all next Sunday.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.